Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Let's begin this morning on a cheerful note with some Mozart. His Wind Divertimenti were written as dinner music for both indoor or out for the court of the Archbishop of Salzburg. We'll be hearing the first in the series of five, which was written back in 1773. Here are the Amadeus Winds.
Thank you.
Amadeus Winds with Mozart's Divertimento in F major, performed on authentic instruments. You're listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with some music by Rachmaninoff. His Second Symphony was premiered back in February of 1908 in St. Petersburg. Now, the symphony itself, because of its formidable length, has been subjected to many revisions during the years, particularly back in the 1940s and 50s. They reduced the piece from nearly an hour down to 35 minutes. But this morning, we're only going to hear some excerpts from the beautiful second movement, which, when you do listen to the opening melody, it is reminiscent of the theme for the Anne of Green Gables TV series. We're going to hear the Orchestre National di Santa Sevilla, Roma. There's nothing like romantic music by Rachmaninoff. That was L'Orchestre dell'Accademia Nazionale di Santa Sevilla, Roma, and the Andante from Rachmaninoff Symphony No. 2.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. We're going to continue with some music by the Soviet composer Rodion Shchedrin. He's been a leading figure in the Soviet music establishment for over 30 years. Now, many of his works exhibit neo-Baroque, as can attest to this next selection. It's called Music for the City of Köthen. The piece, in fact, was an homage to Bach, written for the tercentenary of his birth. This morning, we're going to hear the Allegro Moderato. It's performed by the Moscow Virtuosi, with Vladimir Spivakov conducting.
Thank you. The Allegro Moderato from Rodion Seshedrin's Music for the City of Cothen. That was performed by the Moscow Virtuosi with Vladimir Spivakov conducting.
Artists in Our Midst welcomes their 20th anniversary by inviting the public to join them for two popular art events this spring. Event 1 is a free roundhouse exhibit and birthday party on May 16th. One day only at the Roundhouse Community Center at 181 Roundhouse Mews in Yaletown. There will be an artist reception from 7 to 10 p.m. and don't miss out on the birthday cake bash at 8. Following up the birthday bash, there will be a free open studios walk on May 19th through the 21st. Studios will be open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And to see participating artists and a map, visit the website at artistsinourmidst.com.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. Now, Kathy Berberian was a forerunner in 20th century contemporary music. Her musicianship inspired the likes of Cage, Busotti, and Berio, and many more 20th century composers. She also covered contemporary music of the time, as we're going to hear this morning in this next selection by Lennon and McCartney. Here is Kathy Berberian.
me sad. I think it's today. The man that's driving me mad is going away. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride, but he don't care. He says that living with me is getting him a doya, for he would never be free while I was around. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride, but he don't care. I don't know why he's riding so high. He ought to think right, he'd do right by me. Before he gets to saying goodbye, he ought to think right, he'd do right by me. He says that living with me is getting him a doya, for he would never be free while I was around. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride, but he don't care.
Could not just play one track. That was the very talented voice of Kathy Berberian, and yet again the many voices of Kathy Berberian. Her musicianship is so amazing. We heard A Ticket to Ride and Summertime by Gershwin. And since we're on the subject of some crossovers, here's a taste of the Beatles Go Baroque style. This is Peter Briner and his chamber orchestra and the Beatles Concerto Grosso number 4.
Thank you.
Peter Briner and his chamber orchestra. That was the Beatles Concerto Grosso No. 4, featuring cellist Juraj Alexander.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
The Rio Theatre is your independent East Vancouver theatre, playing first-run feature films, independent film screenings, as well as live events. Every Friday night, there are featured midnight cult classics on the big screen, and no one can beat the Rio for their cheap date Tuesdays. This May, movies are back at the Rio. Fridays at 11 p.m., there's no better place to be than at the Rio Theater for classics such as Battle Royale, Purple Rain, The Dark Crystal, and Jackie Brown. As always, ticket prices are reduced for midnight movies if you arrive in costume, so dress to impress. Special events this month at the Rio include May 16th, Open Mic Night at the Rio with East Van's Got Talent, starting at 8 p.m. Alan Doyle performing live Wednesday, May 23rd, also at 8 p.m. May 30th, Get Your Nerd On with the live Dungeons & Dragons comedy experience. Join Vancouver's best comedic performers the last Wednesday of every month as they quest for glory and snacks in this live, improvised spectacular. Did we mention that movies are back at the Rio? For more information on all this and more, check out theriotheatre.ca.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it's time for oboe music. And since we're in the Baroque theme this Sunday morning, let's hear some music from Albinoni. Now, he was a contemporary of Vivaldi and one of the early pioneers in developing the oboe in a concerto format. He was a violinist and was also intrigued by opera and the lyricism of the human voice. And he translated this into his works for the oboe. And it may be helped also that he was married to an opera diva. Gee, I wonder. In any case, the music speaks for itself. We're going to be hearing Anthony Camden and the London Virtuosi with John Georgiadis directing. Here is Albinoni's Concerto in C major.
Thank you.
Anthony Camden and the London Virtuosi, that was John Georgiadis directing with Albinoni's Concerto in C Major. Now you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Stay tuned now to the amazing Urku with Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. I'm going to leave you with some music from Zap Mama. Till next time.
Plutôt que de courir après des leurs, arrêtons-nous un instant. écoutons.
Hey, 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 hey